You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time for our monthly check-in on the music scene in West Michigan. John Sinkovich is back with us. He, of course, is editor and publisher of the localspins.com website, which completely covers West Michigan's music scene. And John, you have lined up three very different artists and styles for us this month, that's for sure.
Yeah, Cynthia, I think my mix of music this month might make your head spin, but I think that speaks to the nature of what's going on in Michigan in general. A lot of eclectic, diverse acts are really starting to make an impact, so it could be fun this month.
All right, let's take our trip. We're going to start with Lady Ace Boogie. Before we hear from her title track from her second album, Don't Box Me, and tell us her backstory.
So Grand Rapids Lady Ace Boogie didn't take long to make an impact here in Grand Rapids on the West Michigan hip-hop scene. Linda Tellis, which is her real name, moved to Grand Rapids from Dayton, Ohio about, 7 years ago or so after growing up in West Virginia, and she really has a fascinating backstory. At one time, as she puts it, she was completely immersed in the gang culture and the street life of Dayton. And then a friend was beaten to a pulp, she says, by fellow gang members, and that kind of changed her attitude. And when she moved to Grand Rapids, she found this really collaborative and supportive music scene here, and that kind of led her to record and release her debut album, which was titled Feel Good Music, and that's an appropriate title because it really is upbeat, feel-good music. She oozes positivity and love when you see her live, and she's definitely cultivated a big audience of fans and with other musicians and rappers as well.
All right, let's take a listen to some of the title track from her second album, Don't Box Me In. Let's talk to her. Been at it for a minute. Guess yes, we do this, yes. Make sure when you mention me, just please don't box me in. I'ma keep my foot up on it, next. Make sure when you mention me, just please don't box me in. Box me in, please don't box me in. Cause I'ma keep my foot up on it, next. Yo, watch you switch up the flow. Put up on their necks like a ninja for show. Queen of the city, but you already know. I'ma keep on rocking till I can't rock no more. Can't rock no more. Gatsby, Gatsby. I be in the city with a Dazby, Dazby. Took a being humble, you can find me, find me. Got the whole city. What do you like most, John, about her brand of hip-hop?
Well, it's interesting, and she's got this smooth style, but I really like the sheer exuberance that she exhibits. And when you see her live, that really comes to bear. It's just something that is very infectious, and I think it really does get the attention of a lot of people. I know her new album, her sophomore album, features hip-hop artist Daze on one of the songs, and I know she's already released a video for Love For Me, which is a really upbeat sort of a thing as well. And I think while this album has a duskier, a little bit more lush and biting quality to it than her first album, it's still got that classic Lady Ace Boogie style.
Now we're going to change gears in a big way to someone who is really pushing the envelope in bluegrass. Here's Billy Strings.
Through the turmoil in the tinfoil, I could wait my early life. I could see you in the darkness, and I'm running through the night. I recall a silver morning when your face had turned to gray. You were standing right before me, but I missed you every day. Though you never said you're sorry, give you even then, but I feel inconsequential in the current state I'm in.
Now that is some really, really interesting bluegrass. So tell us, who is Billy Strings? Where is he from?
So he grew up in Ionia and eventually moved up to Traverse City, where he met up with this veteran mandolinist by the name of Don Julin. And they hit it off, and they toured regularly across the region and the country for a couple of years, really picked up a big following, and partly because Billy Strings is just absolutely eye-popping in the way he plays the acoustic guitar. I remember going to a couple of shows early on when I first saw him, and the place is absolutely packed. People are huddled around him. They're standing on tables to get a look at him playing the guitar. And he's all sweat-drenched and just having a ball up there. And he's really impressed, obviously, fans of bluegrass music, but also the critics. He won Instrumentalist of the Year honors from the International Bluegrass Music Association as part of its Momentum Awards. And then last month, Rolling Stone magazine kind of named him one of 10 new country artists you need to know. And he's got this new album coming out on September 22nd called Turmoil and Tinfoil. That really sort of exhibits this kind of dark, kind of psychedelic, really interesting and fast-moving bluegrass music.
Now, Billy Strings is based in Nashville these days, but what, he's got a tour date coming up in Ferndale?
Yes, he does. He'll be playing Otis Supply in Ferndale on October 10th, but the thing is that he and his band are touring constantly, and they'll be crisscrossing the country through the end of the year. Obviously, he'll be back in West Michigan at some point or another here in 2018, but as he puts it, this is what he does, and he really was trying on this album to go a little bit outside of what he calls the bluegrass box. Producer Glenn Brown is well-known in Michigan for his engineering and did a great job of pulling this all together, and there's a lot of hope that this is really going to accelerate him to that next level, and he's already a star in the bluegrass scene.
Well, he can check the box. He did certainly push the envelope for bluegrass. I thought it was absolutely fascinating. Really, really cool stuff from Billy Strings. And now we move over to Lipstick Jody, which is the name of the band, right? Not the singer.
Yes, that is the name of the band. Garage rocking, indie, alt-pop. They've been firing up stages around here for quite some time, but this is really their first full-length album that they're going to be releasing later this month. It's chock-full of this really infectious, kind of catchy, and yet somehow aggressive tracks. They're kind of retro-sounding, they're kind of airy-sounding at times, but I'll tell you what, the thing that makes this band stand out is they're just plain fun to watch. I think it's great that they've got this new album finally out there, and I think a lot more fans are going to embrace what they do. The new album is self-titled Lipstick Jody. It's a follow-up to their 2015 EP, which was called Good, Not Great.
All right, let's take a listen to a track called All I Have to Do by Lipstick Jody.
Get up, make that feed. Get up and see. Or fall back asleep. Just get up and see.
I can tell you are really, really enthused about this band and its sound.
Yeah, it's led by a singer-guitarist by the name of Carly Morehouse. They've got Luke Rockhold on drums, Camille Horn on bass, and Jamie Barman on keyboards. The new album was recorded at River City Studios here and produced by Austin Roostorfer, and I think they did a really good job of representing what this pop band is all about. And I think people, once they hear the music and the album, they're going to go want to see them live.
And there is an upcoming release party for their new album. It's, what, September 28th in Grand Rapids?
Exactly. At Stash Inside the Intersection downtown.
Sounds a lot of fun. All right, so just to recap, once again, Lipstick Jody, their new album is Lipstick Jody. Billy Strings, really, really changing the conversation about bluegrass with the album Turmoil and Tinfoil. And Lady Ace Boogie, Don't Box Me In. You can learn more about these and all other kinds of West Michigan artists by going to localspins.com, edited and published by our West Michigan music guide, John Sinkovich. It's always fun, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.